Welcome to Parsley's Planet.
Hello, this is the third ever episode of Parsley's Planet, and unfortunately is the last episode of the series. Today we're going to be talking about water, mainly our oceans and our rivers. 61% of plastic in our oceans is less than a millimetre wide. These are called microplastics, and because of their small size can easily get into the food system, which causes problems for marine and human life. As well as smaller plastics in the ocean, we have larger ones to deal with too. The Great Pacific Garbage Patch is currently 17,000 miles wide and is in desperate need of cleaning up before it gets any bigger. There are many more things that put our oceans in danger. To find out more about this, I spoke to Nancy Rabelais, a professor of oceanography and coastal sciences at Louisiana State University.
So how long have you been studying oceanography, and are there any changes that you've seen in the time that you've been studying it?
Well, I've been doing this type of work for 40 years, and I think with anything over that long a period, you can see more and more of a human influence on the oceans.
Is that a negative or more of a positive impact?
In this case, with global warming and high CO2 levels and losing oxygen in the ocean, I would see it as negative.
Recently, there's been a lot of stuff about saving the ocean. Do you think there's been an impact in people's awareness of what we're doing to the ocean, or do you think it's still more of a negative thing?
I think that more people are aware of the importance of the oceans because it does reflect high CO2 and it reflects warming and all buffering capacity basically with these changes is in the oceans. So people are becoming more aware. There's more environmental education, there's more informal education about these topics. The most recent topic concerning the ocean that has high visibility is the marine debris and the plastics in the ocean. You can see something about that just about everywhere you go right now.
What do you think are the most important and biggest things that are affecting the oceans then? Is it the plastics or?
The biggest thing that threatens more people and ecosystems than anything else is the high CO2 flux into the atmosphere, the warming of the oceans, the acidification of the oceans, and the what's called deoxygenation or loss of oxygen in the oceans, because that's going to affect all levels of the food web.
Do you as an individual do anything to protect the ocean at home?
I drive a fuel efficient car. I bought it before electric cars were really coming to be affordable and dependable, but it gets pretty good gas mileage. I eat very little red meat, pork, chicken, if I can help it, because the nitrogen that's applied to fertilize the corn crops that feed these products is getting into coastal waters, inland waters, and leading to the low oxygen. I just try not to be too consumptive, and like with the plastics, I avoid as best as I can single-use plastic. So my lifestyle is more akin to being conservative than over consumptive.
What's one thing that ordinary people can do that would make the biggest difference to saving our oceans?
Be fuel efficient. Don't rely on products that require a lot of fertilization in corn. And be less consumptive. And I would recommend also to reduce the amount of plastics that we use.
Last year, plastic waste on UK beaches had more than doubled since 1994. But luckily, a lot of people are doing what they can to tackle waste on beaches and in the ocean. I wanted to find out about what schools are doing to educate pupils on pollution. So I spoke to Chris Wilson, who is the business manager at the Weybridge School in Cornwall. So what does the school do to help ocean pollution?
We do quite a lot. It's sort of grown from small seeds into quite a large active role in the community. So it all started when we reviewed our general waste. Everything was going into general waste, and we took the opportunity to split our big 1100 litre waste bins into general waste and DMR, which is dried mixed recycling, which will take plastic bottles, cans, cardboard and paper, all mixed, just gets chucked in there, and the beauty of it is that the waste carrier takes it away, they sort it all out and recycle it. At the end of the school year, we have what we call the Resilience Week. So the geography department, for example, they'll do the environment. They'll take kids, a wider group of kids, to the beach, do beach cleans, come back, look at what they've collected. The art department get involved and they're making art out of it. There's whole different ways that we're engaging the kids. We applied for a grant. We applied for about 1,500 quid to buy one of these Nerdles. And basically, it's a filtering system. So it's a giant barrel, but a barrel like the size of an oil drum, with a handle at one end. And it's filtered, and you shovel your sand into it, you turn the handle, and all the sand drops out through the filter, leaving plastic and other beach waste in the drum. So that can then be collected and disposed of, because you're getting microplastics now on the beach, which are difficult to sort of filter out and pick up. But this device enables us to do that.
Obviously, you've got the Nerdle. Is there anything that the school's looking at doing in the future to help reduce ocean pollution?
We're currently out to contract with our catering provider, and we've made it a specification in the contract that there is to be no single-use plastic to be used in either of our canteens. We want them to get to the point where everything is compostable and basically zero general waste. So it's all recyclable, compostable, and no single-use plastic.
Do you think it's important to educate the younger generation on ocean pollution?
Absolutely. But what we are tending to find is that the younger generation are now educating us, and they're drawing our attention to initiatives and schemes that they want our teachers and staff to help them run and get off the ground.
Obviously, your school's quite lucky in the fact that it's doing a lot for the environment. Do you think there should be more education on pollution, maybe for adults as well, like you said?
I think you'll never get to the point where everybody's educated enough. It's always a constant, life is always about constantly learning. I took a minibus load of kids, the same kids that go do beach cleans, who went down the Camel Trail, working with the Environment Agency, just cleaning one area of land that become overgrown. And in that process, we must have filled two black sacks with bottles, plastic, cardboard, waste that was years old, where people just have no foresight of what they are doing to the environment. And there is so much more that needs to be done. The problem isn't just beaches. The problem is countryside, lanes, roads, verges. It's absolutely everywhere.
There are plenty of things that we are doing that negatively affect the ocean. Many people are becoming aware of these things, so I wanted to find out how much people actually knew about ocean pollution. What do you think the main causes of ocean pollution are?
Illegal dumping of wastewater or rubbish in the oceans.
Basically, our rubbish is ending up in the oceans and it's affecting the birds, the wildlife and things that we eat.
People not interested in disposing of their waste in the proper manner. Oh, don't get it mended, we'll have a new one. Mm. And now we've got a graveyard of goods that nobody knows what to do with.
How do you think ocean pollution affects you?
General pollution will affect everyone because the planet will die unless we do something about it.
Pollution may come out of the ocean in the form of our fish or, you know, when you go to the beach and it's covered in rubbish like plastic bottles and bags.
How do you think you can improve ocean pollution?
We've cut down quite a bit, really, on things that we think that might end up in the ocean. We're only a small country, but it's no excuse, is it, really?
I think as an individual and as a family, we can be more aware of where our rubbish goes, making sure things are recycled, and raise awareness with other people as well.
Taking into consideration the stuff that they buy more so and where it comes from and how it's sourced. And when they buy products, what are they going to do with it at the end of its life?
I don't think there is a lot I can do about it.
Use less single-use plastics.
It's so important that people are educated on pollution. If the sea will ever be free of our waste, we need to act now. That's all from this Parsley's Planet series. I hope you've enjoyed it and it's made you rethink the way that you live and given you some ideas of how to start to live a more sustainable life. Hopefully I'll be back with more soon, but for now, goodbye.
Parsley's Planet.